coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
In more ways than one, we say thank God it's Friday. I guess I should, especially. Sure, for many of you, it signals the end of the work week. But for the Browns and the rest of the NFL, it also means the end of the preseason. And fortunately, this preseason was put out of its misery as time expired at Soldier Field last night in the Browns preseason finale against the Chicago Bears. That brings us to this preseason wrap-up edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We spend tonight taking a look at what the Browns accomplished and what still needs work as they go through the process of paring down their roster from 80 to the final 53, which is where they must be by tomorrow. That process is happening as we speak. Joining to help in the department of explaining all this is Andrew Catalan, who handled play-by-play for WKYC's Browns preseason television coverage. We'll also get some preseason-ending thoughts from several players, including linebacker DeQuell Jackson and tight end Evan Moore, who, as the Browns confirmed a short while ago, has signed a well-deserved contract extension with the team. Yeah, this guy had a great camp, a great preseason. The team clearly seeing all that's ahead for Evan Moore and getting him under contract for a multi-year extension. And tonight we launch a weekly Friday fantasy segment. You're going to love this. A fantasy preview goes on tonight with Adam Rank of NFL Network and NFL.com. Each week, we'll get a different representative, a rotating group of NFL Network folks who specialize in fantasy football. Ask Vic is our feature where you can ask me questions through the Browns' official Facebook and official Twitter pages. Joe, via Facebook, wants to know, James Dockery had a lot of penalties during last night's game. Do you feel that hurts his chances, or do you feel that his amount of athleticism is needed on the Browns despite the penalties called against him? Well, Joe, it's hard to imagine how drawing flags three times in a game, three times, can ever be a good thing for an undrafted free agent trying to land a roster spot, although I will say that the first call didn't look like it should have been made. I do think that Dockery built up enough goodwill, if that's the right word, credit, with his performance through training camp in the first three preseason games to probably establish enough security that all of those penalties wouldn't cause him to be cut. I'd say that would be my conclusion there, but we'll see as the weekend unfolds. For more of my takes, you check out my columns and blogs on ClevelandBrowns.com. Also, if you can't catch the show on ESPN 850 WKNR, make sure you go to ClevelandBrowns.com. You can listen to it live. The stream is there. Also, Browns fans, Browns' official mobile app is now available to download for free on your iPhone and your Android devices. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we post a different question each day, a poll question on our Browns official Facebook. Today's poll question is the one that usually follows every game or a preseason or a regular season, is who had the best game, in your opinion, from the Browns' 24-14 loss against the Bears. The choices were Armon Smith, Austin English, Jarrett Brown, Brian Robeski. We'll give you the results of that later in the show. Coming up in a couple of minutes, Andrew Catalan from WKYC handled the play-by-play. We're going to do a breakdown of the Browns' preseason on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game.
Liberty Ford's Labor Day sales event. For only 5 days, get the deals you've been waiting for all summer. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. Hurry in. These deals won't last long. Liberty Ford is open this Sunday from 11 to 5. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick. Parma Heights, Vermilion.
All right, back to you, Jane.
Let's try That's My AAA for $400.
Answer is 24/7, when you need it, where you need it.
What is AAA Roadside Assistance?
Right, keep going.
Let's stay with That's My AAA for $600.
Answer is instant savings at hundreds of restaurants, hotels, and stores, free travel planning, and great rates on auto and home insurance.
What is what you receive when you're a AAA member?
You're in the lead.
Already a AAA member? Don't forget to renew. Not a member yet? Join now at AAA.com or any nearby office.
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Med and NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Med and NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Right now at the Home Depot, get $5 off 1 gallon cans of Select Bear, Martha Stewart Living, and Glidden Paints and Stains. So this weekend can be the weekend your dining room goes dramatic, your deck looks years younger, or your living room just looks a lot better. Finding a new favorite color has never been easier. With $5 off our best brands of paints and stains. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Mail-in rebate through September 7th, U.S. only. Void where prohibited.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there. And they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Hi, this is Pat Shermer, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. As the head coach said, it is driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden 12, in stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game. Time to review not just last night's preseason game at Chicago, but the entire preseason, and helping me to do that is Andrew Catalan, who handled the play-by-play for WKYC's preseason television coverage all summer long. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hey, Vic, how are you?
Doing great. Let me start this by first saying you did a wonderful job in place of the great Jimmy Donovan through these four games. And you did a real credit to the coverage, and it was a pleasure getting to know you this summer.
Well, I feel the same way, and just so you know, and I know you know how much it meant to me, but also just for the fans, know it was just such an honor to be out there. I couldn't get over the passion of the Browns fan, and that was something really neat for me, and I wanted to know as much as possible because I didn't want to, you know, be the guy that came in and have, you know, everyone be like, you know, who's this guy? They're going to see right through that. You can't fake it in Cleveland, that's for sure. So I tried to do as much homework as possible, and it was just an absolute blast to be out there and to work with Bernie and to get to know people like you. I couldn't have asked for anything more.
Well, yeah, you did your homework for sure, and we'll put you to one last test in terms of that with this review. So let's look at it, obviously, in terms of the entire preseason, because last night, we know, was basically a night to get through that game with minimal injury. Looks like the Browns achieved that much. But in terms of anything really meaningful coming out of that game, I would say that was negligible. This is now about a team that's getting ready for the regular season.
There's no doubt about it. And you know, you take a lot of positives away from the preseason. You can't really go by the 1-3 record. That doesn't mean much to me at all. But first and foremost, just Pat Shermer. I mean, he really impressed me over the last month with his demeanor, his professionalism, his message, the way he interacted with the players on the team. I really think that he is going to be a fantastic head coach. And he had a game plan Every week, every day, there was something he wanted to accomplish, and you can see that. And I know in his first meeting with the players, he said passionate and productive. That's what he wanted from his team. And I think he got that. I really do, and I'm excited to see where he takes this team in the future.
Yeah, that's a great point, because I think as much as anything we watched in this preseason, how Shurmur would handle the team, how he would handle being a head coach. And one of my takeaways from last night was when you look at a game four of a preseason where you wonder, okay, just how often or how much will starters play? And we know the answer to that. Almost none of the starters were on the field for the Browns, and same was true for the Chicago Bears. He was a first-year coach, so a lot of people say, well, maybe he'll do it differently, and maybe because they've had so many injuries and they've got a lot of young guys around that they'll be giving more of the playing time to starters than you would ordinarily. But he followed the script, I think, Andrew, that was very true to what he learned in those 12 years of assistant coaching, 10 years with the Philadelphia Eagles, especially from Andy Reid. It just looked like he stuck to that blueprint.
He really did, Vic. I completely agree. And working under Andy Reid, I think obviously a lot of that has rubbed off on Shurmur and the way he conducts himself. And, you know, you think about this summer, for a first-year head coach with the lockout, with a new offense, with a new defense, and how many rookies did he have on the field? I mean, that's very challenging to have all these rookies trying to get them reps, trying to evaluate, while also not wavering off course. And I think that that has to come into the equation, too, just how well he handled and nurtured these young players throughout training camp and the preseason.
Andrew Catalan is our guest. Of course, he handled the play-by-play for all four of WKYC's televised broadcast of the preseason for the Browns. Now, in terms of where this team goes from here, we know the challenges they face in their division, in this AFC North. But when we look at the schedule and when you talk with a lot of the veteran players on the team, Andrew, I mean, it was clear last night that the switches had already been flipped to Cincinnati. And I think the importance, everybody knows this, a season opener, no matter what, is critical. But I think when you've got what looks like an opportunity to get the season off to a good start against that opponent in this ultra-tough division, I think that has to be the mindset of the entire team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think obviously the next 9 days will be spent with just the Bengals on the mind. And, you know, what I liked about Shurmur, too, and this plays into getting ready for week one against Cincinnati, is that, you know, he threw the ball a lot in the preseason. Six of their 9 touchdowns going into last night were through the air. A lot of their first downs were through the air. But that was just to really establish a rhythm in the West Coast offense. I don't think we're going to see that same balance of run and pass that we saw in the preseason that we'll see in the regular season. So I really think that over these next 9 days, as they get ready for Cincinnati, Shurmur will have a chance to evaluate a game plan that he thinks will be effective in terms of mixing the run and the pass. And certainly with Peyton Hillis and Montario Harris-Dew should be fresh and ready to go, you'll see a lot more of that run. Just because they threw a lot in the preseason doesn't mean you're going to see Colt McCoy throw 40 passes on September 11th.
I love that point, because it's clear, first of all, you don't game plan. We know that that's not the case in preseason games, or you do very little of that. You do run a lot of base plays because you want to see how they work, and the rhythm of play calling and the decisions that are made in certain situations in the preseason you wouldn't do in the regular season, because you don't. Those are dictated by specific situations, but that's not the goal in the preseason. You want to see how your team executes certain plays. You want to see how players do that. And as I look at this team, I do think they are going to generally try to set the run up with the pass, but the balance of running that football is still going to be important, and we will see a good deal of Peyton Hillis. I guess the question is, and Hardesty, I guess the question is, when do you see them in terms of carrying the football? First down, of course, that neutral down, but the times of the game, I think ideally they want it to be where they can take some early control, which is what I would see of the Cincinnati game, jump out to as early a lead as possible, try to suck the air out of the Bengals as much as they can, and then let the second half particularly maybe the fourth quarter be one where it's Peyton Hillis up the middle, Hardesty left and right.
Yeah, and all you have to do is look at Shermer's last 2 years in St. Louis. Steven Jackson rushed for more than 1,400 yards in 2009 and more than 1,200 yards last year. So there's no doubt that, you know, just because it's the West Coast offense and you have that stigma of a passing system, Peyton Hill is still going to get a lot of carries. And Montario Hardesty, if he can stay healthy, is going to see the ball a lot. And to your point about running the ball in the second half in the fourth quarter, well, sure, that's important, especially if you get that early lead that you mentioned against the Bengals. But you also got to think about November and December in Cleveland, bad weather games. You're going to need to establish the run in those games because passing will become even more difficult.
We've talked a lot about injuries through the course of this summer because that's been a big story with this Browns team. And they've been nagging, some, of course, serious, especially with regard to Eric Steinbach, suffering that season-ending back issue surgery that took him out for the year. But let's talk right now about what we think are some of the real highlights, some of the real pluses that we like about this football team going forward. Give me your sense of your short list or long, however long that list is, Andrew, of what you like about the Cleveland Browns heading into the regular season.
You got it. I'll start on offense. I think it's just about the tight ends. I mean, Evan Moore, I think, proved that if he can stay on the field and stay healthy, which, you know, is a bit of a question mark, that he's going to be a popular target in the red zone for Colt McCoy. I mean, there's no doubt about it with his size, and he had those two touchdowns against the Lions. But you look at Evan Moore and then Ben Watson, who led the team in receptions last year, and you've got, you know, a couple other tight ends there, Alex Smith and Jordan Cameron, that are very valuable as well. So I really think that the depth at tight end will help this offense, especially because the receivers, Massaqua hasn't gotten any action. Cribbs has missed a few times with a few reps with an injury.
Right.
Greg Little is still a rookie. Those tight ends will complement the receivers. And then defensively, what sticks out to me is DeQuell Jackson, because there were so many question marks about him coming into the preseason. Can he stay healthy? Can he be effective in the middle? Has he lost a step? And to me, I know it's just the preseason, but he answered all of those questions. He was the best defensive player in my mind on the field for the Browns in those four games. And if he can give that consistent effort in the middle day in, day out, he's going to be a big factor on defense.
Yeah, I'm going to go along with those as well. I'm very excited about the passing game in general, I guess largely because of the tight end position, seeing what Evan Moore can mean as a weapon, seeing what not only kind of an athlete he is, but how reliable he is, how precise he is in running routes, and how much confidence you know that Colt McCoy has with a guy like that there. And I'm saying all this gushing about Evan Moore, knowing full well that a Ben Watson is a very talented player, was the leading receiver a year ago. He might not be the leading receiver this year. I think Moore could take that role away, but in terms of what the tight ends mean, this offense could be very heavily predicated there, and it would open things up for the receivers. I think the receiving game, even if this team doesn't have that dynamic number one guy clear cut, and we don't really know what Mohamed Massaqua is going to mean coming back from that injury, but let's assume he's solid at least. We still don't see anybody dynamic, but I think they can look better. I think as receivers they can perform better because of the way those inside players, those tight ends, help open things up, you know, for the outside. So that's what excites me there. And I do feel good about Colt McCoy's development and confidence and poise, and learning how this offense has come together with him. I think, you know, Pat Shurmur is the offensive coordinator, and it's his scheme, his vision. But Mark Whipple's presence as a quarterback's coach is so vital, and maybe the underappreciated part of where this offense is, because I think Whipple's going to be, as we go forward, Andrew, a huge, huge influence there. I agree with you on the defensive point, and especially with DeQuell Jackson as a catalyst of this whole defense, of what Dick Geron's trying to instill, and it works when you've got that guy in the middle position, middle linebacker position, being what he is. I think the thing that's really impressed me the most, though, about the defense is, as exciting as it is to see DeQuell Jackson's impact after those two injury-plagued seasons, are those two kids up front. Seeing Phil Taylor, Jabal Sheard as rookies look pretty poised. And, you know, when you looked at that lineup last night, they were the two
you know, the two solid starters on the field, certainly defensively, and they're two rookies, but I wasn't looking at them as rookies.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. That's what you want. And you know, the experience that these guys are going to get, they're going to contribute this year. But just even going forward, if you look long-term about Sheardon Taylor, number of reps they're going to get as a rookie if they stay healthy, it's going to do wonders for the Browns down the road. I mean, they've got some young parts. You want to throw in Joe Hayden also on defense. I mean, they're developing a solid nucleus on defense, and it's young. And that's what's exciting when you think about the long-term prospects.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm glad you brought up the secondary, because I think that's this team is in pretty good shape there, and you can only expect Joe Hayden to be a better player in year two. He's you know he's got the goods, you know he's got the talent, and T.J. Ward also at that safety position. These are two guys that could be preeminent players in the NFL. We still don't know what Usama Young is going to bring. Although the hopes were pretty high for him, but he's had that hamstring injury and has never really gotten in any kind of ability, enough time out there, playing time to show the ability to show what he's all about. I think this is one of those situations where, you know, how this plays out will be a little bit of a mystery. But meanwhile, good old Mike Adams. How about him? You watch that guy, and I know he's been probably not so happy that he's not seen as a starter, as an obvious starter, and more of this utility guy, and this guy who, because he's a Swiss Army knife, doesn't get the respect he truly deserves because he's not so established at one position. But he's more than held his own at the safety position.
Yeah, and you heard what he said earlier this week about how he's tired of being overlooked, and it seems like he's playing with a chip on his shoulder, which, you know, usually motivates players to do pretty well, which I think has been the case with Adams this preseason. He's made the most of his opportunities. I mean, Pat Shurmur said from day one that he wanted Usama Young to emerge as the starter. Well, he hasn't been healthy, and Mike Adams has really stepped up to the plate. I think there are some concerns back there on the short term about the communication in the secondary because, you know, Adams has been getting a lot of reps, but T.J. Ward has been injured through some of this preseason.
Right.
I worry a little bit about the communication, and Pat Shurmur said that earlier this week as well. But if Mike Adams can play the way that he is shown capable of throughout this preseason, he could be in that role for a while.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And, you know, one of the real, you know, I touched upon injuries earlier, and something we can't forget about this summer, and that it did get off to a really bad start with Reggie Hodges being lost for the year with that Achilles injury, and then bringing in a Richmond McGee cold, basically from a guy who's out of football, as you mentioned, a stock trader coming into the NFL. And for that much, I think he's been okay. I think he's held up solidly enough. Maybe, you know, we'll see how it all progresses. But I think for the most part, they can at least get into this year with McGee handling that job.
I agree. I think this was a month-long tryout for Richmond McGee because as soon as, you know, some moves are made in the next 48 hours and players are released, that was certainly the fallback for the Browns. But I don't think they have to go that route, at least right now. I think that McGee has deserved a chance to start the season on the team. And if he fails, then they'll bring somebody else in. But I think he did a good job this month. I only really remember one poor punt. That was early in the Lions game. But other than that, he was very consistent. He did a good job holding, and I think those are all positive signs for his future with the Browns.
Well, another guy who did a really good job is you, young man. You did an outstanding job handling that play-by-play. Enjoyed every bit of it. Enjoyed working with you as well, and look forward to talking with you down the line.
Big, it was my pleasure talking with you. I hope to talk to you again soon. And the best news of all of this is that Jim Donovan is doing better, and he's excited about the start of the football season. And I know how much all the Browns fans love him, so I'm so excited that they'll get to hear their guy again. So I hope to talk to you soon, and go Browns. I'm going to be a Browns fan a little bit now. It's hard not to after the last month.
A Browns fan in Albany, New York. I love it. All right. Andrew Catalan, he is the play-by-play voice through the summer for WKYC's coverage of the Browns. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your best wings USA fixed every game day. Watching the game at home, the lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know there's nothing more annoying than a dead battery. It's time to go, and your car won't. That's why Advance offers free battery testing. Need a new battery? Advance will professionally install it for you, fast and most of all, free with purchase. Don't get stuck with a car that won't turn over. Turn in to Advance for our free battery testing services. It's a great start to making sure your battery keeps starting. Free battery testing and free installation. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. Free battery services available on most vehicles at most locations.
Our local Brook Park Marines and Gillingham Ford have teamed up to help the 3 Deuce 5 Marine Foundation with its annual golf outing and dinner. Help us raise funds for the wounded soldiers and their families. Play golf or just come out for dinner. The event is Friday, September 16th with a 10 a.m. shotgun start at Bunker Hill Golf Course in Medina. Registration for golf can be made through A.J. Perry at 440-342-0378 or stop in at Bob Gillingham Ford, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma. Ask for Scotty. Whole sponsorships of every level are available. Donations can also be received at Gillingham Ford and are tax deductible. Hey, it's an opportunity to give back to those who give so much of their lives. For details, contact A.J. Perry at 440-342-0378 or Scott Lockhart, Scott at BobG4.com. Can't golf? Be a whole sponsor or donate for this fine cause in Gillingham Ford.
We're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Big high school football night. Our Cleveland Browns high school game of the week, 7 p.m. Wycliffe at Chanel in Bedford. You voted for it on clevelandbrowns.com. Hey, folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows. And this month, you'll score with their $99 window sale. For every window you buy, get the second window for just $99. Plus, go long with 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900 with Universal Windows Direct. You'll be saying, I love my windows. And we're also saying this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. All preseason games are forgettable, but none more than the final one. And that was especially true with what we had last night in Chicago. With starters in uniform, but almost none of them on the field, the theme in Soldier Field was clear. Get this one over with as quickly as possible and move on to the Bengals. As yours truly and our own Jameer Howerton found in the visitors' locker room, the September 11th opener at Cleveland Browns Stadium was really the only thought on the minds of several veteran Browns players who were spectators last night. Linebacker DeQuell Jackson, for one, drove that point home with me as we reflected on the preseason.
I think we had a lot of good guys in camp. A lot of good guys worked hard. We got some great work. But now the real deal is here. We're ready for Cincinnati. But we have to clean up a few things here and there. But overall standpoint of the team, I think we're heading the right direction.
we really don't measure these things meaningfully in terms of wins and losses, but you have to measure it in something. What would be your biggest takeaway?
Just the, you know, not hurting ourselves with penalties. That's a collective effort from, you know, your unit, from as a team. You have to clean up those things because, you know, in this league, it's hard enough to get a win. And when you don't give yourself that chance, it decreases your chance of winning that game. But that can all be corrected with practice and overtime. Like you said, it's a new system, new coaches. It's just a chance for us to get familiar with the system.
I know September 11th comes regardless, but how ready would you say this defense is to implement this new 4-3?
Yeah, I think we're ready. I think we're ready. Guys have been in, working hard, doing whatever we need to win some ball games. And, you know, I'm the first to tell you, you know, I've been through the ups and downs. And I had one winning season so far, and I'm itching to get back to it. We got a great coaching staff, a lot of position work. We got guys that understand football, and they give us the, you know, what we need on defense to put us in the right position to make plays.
And from the standpoint of view, because it's got to be so exciting for the last couple of years dealing with injuries to now come back and be the catalyst. As I've seen it, you have really been a spark for what Dick Geron wants to, you know, to get going with this defense, but it kind of starts with you. Have you had that feeling right along?
You know, my gut feeling was I just want to play 16 games healthy. You know, I'm taking this thing day to day and week to week, and I don't even have time to look back at what I've done, and I have tunnel vision right now, you know, to help my team win, to go out here, take care of my body, and just be on the field, give myself a chance to make plays. And Dick has been great. You know, he's allowing us to make a certain, giving us the linebackers just a feeling of it's our defense. And that's what you want as a player, you know, to know that it's your defense to handle. If things go wrong, it's on you. And it's been a great feeling so far. The 4-3 has been great for me. It allows me to use my talents and getting downhill and my quickness to get off blocks. And it's been great so far, but we haven't started the season yet. So I'm definitely excited for that to get rolling, and we'll see where it takes us.
What's been for you the favorite part of being in this scheme? I know you said it lets you show your talents, but give me some specifics of some certain things that click with you that say, man, I'm really happy to be in this scheme.
Just if you base it back on the 3-4, which I came in the league, I was a 3-4 backer, you have to two-gap a lot of the times. You're responsible for two gaps. And this defense, a lot of the times you're one gap, one defense, and it allows you to attack downhill as compared to a 3-4 where you gotta attack downhill, but it's more lateral. You have to do more in the backfield. But this system here with the big guys up front, you know, they create a lot of seams for myself, along with Scotty and Chris, just to use our talents attacking downhill. As a linebacker, that's what you want to do, attack downhill, and this scheme is perfect for that.
Browns linebacker DeQuell Jackson joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. When you look in front of you and see those two kids, Phil Taylor, Jabal Sheard, two rookie players who, hey, they have to hit the ground running. Have you been impressed with what they've done? How ready do they seem to you to be for the regular season?
They have to grow up quick. You know, in this game, you have to grow up quick. You know, once you put those pads on and once you're out there with that first unit, there's no excuses at that point. But I have total confidence in both of those guys. They've been working extremely hard. They've shown up all preseason and in practice. So I'm looking forward to big things. And, you know, once you step on that field, you're not a rookie anymore. So we're looking to get a lot out of those guys.
Do you have to remind them of that? I mean, is that something that they need to hear from you, or is it understood on their part?
It's understood because we come to those guys, we talk to them, and we approach them as the vets. You know, you have to. You can't baby a guy because, you know, you're only strong as your weakest link. And I don't think either one of those guys are weakest link by any stretch.
How do you shift the mindset? Last night was a situation where this team was trying to just get through a game, mostly backups played. So how you as a starter just basically watched along with the other guys, and you knew it was just get it over with and nobody gets hurt. So how do you go from that to getting ready for the real thing? Or was your mind already there before this game?
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of film this week of Cincinnati because we got the word the starters wasn't going to be playing. So I did a lot of – I wanted to get ahead of myself. But this game here was – you know, you root for the young guys. You want the young guys to do well and succeed. And they have to understand, we told those guys, you know, you're not only trying to make this team, but you're trying to make the lead. Because every team, when today is over with, will go down, break down the film. And if they don't make it here – I'm pretty sure they'll make it somewhere else. But it's definitely exciting. You root for the young guys. You stay involved. And they've been working extremely hard, and I just wish nothing but the best success for all those young guys.
And when we get through this weekend, which, and you know what it's like for a young guy to go through this weekend, the anxiety and so forth, will your heart be out to some people that you know are going to get that bad news that they're out of here?
Definitely. But that's what we preach from day one. You know, don't count numbers. Don't look at the guys in this building, because if you can't make our team, there's another team out there that is watching that film. And like I've told those young guys, you know, this is a job interview, and you go out there, you lay it on the line, and you see what happens. But those guys, our group in the linebacker room has been pretty impressive. We had a lot of undrafted guys, no draft picks, so I'm definitely impressed with the guys we have in.
And when does it get to the point where you're fully, according to the schedule, when you're fully immersed? You said you've already looked at Cincinnati, but when you're fully immersed into the regular season schedule?
Oh, I can't wait. It's been a long time coming for me, and it's a blessing for me to step on that field each and every day, just to be around the guys. I've been out for so long, and it's like I'm a kid again all over. And it's a great feeling to have. You know what? We have a great squad this year, great coaching staff, and like anything else, it's hard to get wins, but we definitely have a good group of guys and a good group of coaches. So I don't like to predict, so to say, but it'll be much better than years past, I can tell you that.
As running back Peyton Hillis told Jameer Howerton, the Browns accomplished a great deal through camp and the preseason.
You know, I think it was very effective. You know, I think we got a lot of work done. You know, we got, especially tonight, we can see a lot of the young guys play and see what they can, you know, get to our team. So, you know, we'll, you know, review the film and look over it and be ready to go for Cincinnati.
Speaking of Cincinnati, does the mindset switch right now in this locker room this evening? Like, we're on Cincinnati right now.
Right now. You know, you got to get focused for the regular season. You know, now is where the games start to count. And we know that. And, you know, we're going to look forward and be focused for it.
For cornerback Joe Hayden, the preseason provided an excellent learning opportunity for the secondary.
We learned a whole lot since the beginning. Everybody's starting to know their role, know their position, and right now we just have to practice executing everything we got going on. Everybody knows what we have to do. We just got to now just put your own feel to it, put your own swag to it.
Now is it a time that you guys focus now to Cincinnati, and do you start watching film immediately tomorrow or right now on the airplane as you guys about to leave out?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the preseason's over with. Now it's time for the real grind time. So preseason's over with. Everybody knows our focus is 100% on Cincinnati.
And lastly, on a personal note, were you able to get things that you wanted to get accomplished this preseason?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I was able to work on my weaknesses, and that's one thing the coach wanted me to work on, was just the things I'm already good on, keep working on those, but work extra hard on stuff that I wasn't as good at. And I feel like this preseason definitely got me feeling good, feeling a whole lot more comfortable. I'm playing in man coverage, press coverage, off coverage. Those are the things I worked on the most.
Still, for all of that work that was done preparing for the regular season, players are absolutely ecstatic to have the preseason behind them. Evan Moore couldn't have made that point much stronger to Jameer Howerton.
I mean, by the time the last preseason game is over, I think we all look at each other and be like, let's move on. Let's play for real this time. When we walked in after the game, Cribs looked at me smiling and said, it's about to be real now. So I think that's the mindset we have. I mean, preseason, I think it's too long. I mean, honestly, that's just my personal preference. But we're ready to go. Well, I can't wait for the first game. Cannot wait.
And just taking a look back at all the weeks that you guys spent learning this new offense and just your overall assessment, how do you think you guys done throughout this whole process, given the fact that there were no OTAs and no minicamps?
I think we progressed nicely. I mean, you can't count tonight because we didn't really have any continuity out there. A lot of different guys in different positions. But I think from game one to two to three, I think we progressed nicely. We made a little too many mistakes, especially in game three. But I think we're getting a nice little rhythm down. I think Cole's doing a great job, and I think come game one, we'll be fine.
And how important was you guys just to get a little extra work in there tonight? Because I know it's just yourself, Brian Rubinsky, Jordan Norwood. A few of the starters were in there this evening.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, we're anxious to play Cincinnati. That's about where my head's at right now.
Evan, I can assure you, you have plenty of company on that count. Okay, you fantasy football fanatics, have we got a treat for you. Coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, is our Fearless Fantasy Preview. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's Liberty. Liberty Ford's Labor Day sales event. For only 5 days, get the deals you've been waiting for all summer. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. Hurry in. These deals won't last long. Liberty Ford is open this Sunday from 11 to 5. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your Best Wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the Lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your Lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
We are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This segment is brought to you by Madden 12. In stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, the all-new four-pack ticket plan is on sale now. Choose four great Browns home games, including the sold-out home opener against the Bengals on September 11th or the sold-out season finale against Pittsburgh Steelers. For more information on how you can build your four-pack ticket plan, visit the Browns ticket office behind Section 104 at the stadium or at clevelandbrowns.com today. Okay, we know a lot of you are working on your fantasy rosters. Some of you already have them set. For those of you still looking for some help in putting your fantasy roster together, we have someone who can do a great job of that. His name is Adam Rank from NFL Network and NFL.com. We welcome him to the show. This is the first in a series. We'll have this throughout the season, this segment, a fantasy segment with the help of NFL Network, NFL.com. Adam, welcome to the show.
Vic, I am so happy to be here, and I'm so happy to be the first one, the leadoff guy, the guy to come out the gate. And for the people out there in Cleveland who don't know, you and I go way back. What, at least 1998, 97? I don't remember when we started together.
Yeah.
Back with NFL Publishing onto NFL.com. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and I'm honored to be here.
Well, it's an honor to have you, buddy. And I know this fantasy stuff is serious business with you and others, but especially you. And I want to sort of help folks in a preview sense of putting their rosters together. What is the best strategy when it comes to doing that? I mean, is some people do wait for the end of the preseason, but others, I know fantasy drafts were going on maybe a week or so ago, and okay, they had their roster set then. What is the best approach?
Well, there's two schools of thought. Some people are excited for the football season to start. Certainly can't fault them for that. You want to get up. You want to get your players up. You want to watch them in preseason. That's completely understandable. I like to wait till all the preseason games are over. I still have a couple of drafts going on this weekend, one on Monday night, one on Sunday, where now we have a chance to see everybody. We know who's hurt, who's not hurt. Arian Foster's had some problems with a hamstring injury. Now that kind of stuff is going to factor into your draft. So I like to hang back and wait. You could even do it before the fourth week because most teams don't, you know, draft guys, you know, or excuse me, they don't play their starters in the fourth week of the preseason unless you're Todd Haley and the Chiefs.
Right.
But you could wait on that. But, yeah, I like to wait till Labor Day weekend. It's a tradition now. You can watch some college football while you're drafting. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I like that thought, too. And in terms of this particular season, Adam, after this weird offseason that we had, do you see much of an impact there in this offseason of lockout football impacting the way fantasy players may make their decisions?
A little bit. I mean, the veteran players are going to be a little bit more up to speed on the offenses because in some situations, Minnesota would have been completely different if they would have had the full allotment of mini camps and training camp and everything. They might not have gone out and gotten Donovan McNabb. They might have just rolled the dice with Christian Ponder. That would have brought the value of somebody like Adrian Peterson down. But instead, they go out, they get a veteran quarterback who knows what he's doing. That's going to make the Vikings a little bit better. There's going to be a threat there. So Adrian Peterson, they're not stacking the box against him. That's going to make him a little bit better. I also look for some of the veteran players, like maybe a guy like Tony Gonzalez, who looked like he was on the downside of his career.
Mm-hmm.
When I was doing, I actually did one draft before I grabbed Tony Gonzalez in our NFL Network Talent League. I grabbed him because I thought, you know, if he's not having to go through all the mini camps and training camps and everything, that might, you know, make him a little fresher. He may have a little bit more bounce in his step because he didn't go through the grind. So a very old guy like that may, or old in football terms, of course, but it may help give him a spring in his step, and I took a gamble on him.
And it's interesting, a couple of guys who are prominent fantasy names, prominent football names year in and year out, Peyton Manning, dealing with recovering from that second shoulder surgery in about whatever it was, 18 months, and questions about his health, at least at the beginning of the season. How is that impacting his fantasy value?
Well, Vic, let me tell you something. If you say, look, here's a veteran quarterback. He's never missed a start. He's a little bit banged up, but this guy doesn't need preseason. You think I'm talking about Peyton Manning, but we could have certainly been talking about Brett Favre last year. And look, you know, look what happened to him. You know, you don't,
right.
You cannot underestimate what it takes to prepare and everything. And it has had a big impact in fantasy drafts. Anybody who watched the NFL.com fantasy live show today, which runs on NFL.com every day, 1 p.m. Eastern, 11:30 Eastern Sunday mornings, but we got it Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock Eastern. We did our mock draft today. We did 4 rounds, 10 teams. Peyton Manning was not selected, which means,
wow,
you know, he's falling into the 5th round, which seems unheard of. He was a 2nd round, 3rd round pick just a year ago.
How about a guy like Chris Johnson, Adam, signs that $53 million contract with the Titans yesterday? The fact that he was, you know, holding out and waiting for this to happen, what kind of shape does he come in? Does that in any way impact the way you look at Johnson as a fantasy player?
When you look at the average draft position and other drafts, mock drafts or any kind of drafts, Chris Johnson's name has been falling. I will tell you a little story. Rich Eisen was doing a draft with his fellows. He got Chris Johnson with the 9th overall pick, which seems absurd. People were letting him fall. And I understand if you want to take a sure thing, maybe you want to take Jamal Charles, you want to take Ray Rice, he falls down to the 4 or 5 position. Okay, that makes sense. But going down to 9, that seems crazy. But you're right. What's the big question? Is he going to be in shape when he's coming in? Has he been working out? You know, there's either way, I mean, you could probably talk yourself into one way or the other. I kind of look at it to being a similar situation to what happened to Emmitt Smith back in 1993. He missed the first 2 games of the season. He missed regular season games, but he came back. He had the highest rushing average of his entire career. He averaged 5.3 yards per carry that year. He averaged over 100 rushing yards a game that year, and he was named the NFL MVP. So there, you know, there's a guy who just picked up and was able to go. And a lot, you know, and you know this, a lot of times these running backs, they don't see a lot of game action in training camp. So I don't see them being that far behind the curve. The first game may be a little bit slow. Hopefully you drafted, if you've drafted Chris Johnson already, make sure you have Javon Ringer or Jamie Harper to back him up. It may be a little bit slow in the first week or two, but at the end of the season, Chris Johnson's going to be fine. He's going to be a great pick for you.
So if you don't have Johnson, who is being paid like certainly a premier offensive weapon as your top overall pick, who do you think should be the top overall pick on a fantasy draft?
I kind of went a little bit outside the box this year, and I really looked at the numbers and the guys who are on good teams who are emerging. Ray Rice is my number one guy. Not too outlandish. He's ranked number 4 on NFL.com right now. I have him at number 1. The thing that was keeping him back was that he was losing goal line carries to Willis McGahee, but McGahee's now in Denver.
Right.
Ricky Williams is there backing him up, and it doesn't look like Ricky Williams is going to be stealing goal line carries. So Ray Rice, when he gets those goal line carries back, his touchdown numbers go up. He's a great receiver out of the backfield. I know the Ravens brought in Lee Evans. Ray Rice is still a great option out of the backfield. That is my number one guy. I'm ready to roll with him, and I'm ready. I put my money where my mouth is. I've got Ray Rice on a number of my teams.
All right.
I'm targeting him this weekend. I'm ready to go.
Adam Rank from NFL Network, NFL.com, helping us break it down on the fantasy front. Break down the Browns' most obvious fantasy guy. That, of course, is Peyton Hillis.
Well, of course, everybody remembers the season Peyton Hillis had last year, exploded onto the scene and was a top fantasy performer. Most people grabbed him off the waiver wire. A few astute people got him off the draft boards. There's been a lot of knocks against Peyton Hillis. The Madden curse, the way he finished last year. I'm not buying any of that. Peyton Hillis is going to be just as good this season. They talk about big backs wearing down. Larry Johnson wore down and other Eddie George wore down. But those guys had a couple of seasons to wear down. Peyton Hillis started out last season. And yes, he had a couple of bad games at the end of the season. Those came against the Ravens and the Steelers. Anybody has bad games against those guys. Peyton Hillis, to me, is going to have another great season. The thing I really like about him and what people don't like, what they don't really talk about, is that he's a great receiver out of the backfield. And if he starts getting more, and if he's still playing on third downs and catching passes out of the backfield, he's going to be a great value. He's a good RB2.
Outstanding stuff, Adam. We really appreciate this. This gets us off to a great start. We look forward to talking with you again next week. He is Adam Rank from NFL Network, NFL.com, giving us our fantasy breakdown. More coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's Liberty Ford's Labor Day sales event. For only 5 days, get the deals you've been waiting for all summer. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. Hurry in. These deals won't last long. Liberty Ford is open this Sunday from 11 to 5. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know there's nothing more annoying than a dead battery. It's time to go, and your car won't. That's why Advance offers free battery testing. Need a new battery? Advance will professionally install it for you, fast and most of all, free with purchase. Don't get stuck with a car that won't turn over. Turn in to Advance for our free battery testing services. It's a great start to making sure your battery keeps starting. Free battery testing and free installation. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. Free battery services available on most vehicles at most locations.
The Improv Comedy Club is proud to present Cleveland's own internet sensation, comedian and actor Mike Holt Jr. Come see Mike Holt Jr. this Thursday through Sunday at the Improv, located on the west bank of the Platte. Mike Holt Jr., the creator of the hastily made Cleveland tourism video and the founder of Last Call Cleveland. Mike Holt Jr., you've seen him on HBO's Man in the Box. Mike Holt Jr., with over 51 million hits on YouTube. You can now see him live and in person at the Improv. Call 696-IMPROV at 696-4677 for tickets to see the hilariously funny Mike Holt Jr.
Sport big with Avalon RV Center on Route 18 in Medina and their ultimate tailgating sale. Everyone who purchases a new or pre-owned RV will receive a Weber Smokey Joe grill or a Charbroil gas grill and an RV starter kit. This fall, follow your favorite high school, college, or professional team with the help of Avalon RV Center. Visit AvalonRVCenter.com or call 1-800-860-7728. You can follow Avalon RV on Facebook and Twitter. Avalon RV Center, Route 18 in Medina.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
Hi, this is Colt McCoy. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we thank you for spending this portion of your day with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, as the quarterback said, driven by Liberty Ford. It's time now to deliver our poll question result. It was the question, which player had the best game from last night's loss to the Bears? The choices were Armon Smith, Austin English, Jarrett Brown, Brian Robisky. Armon Smith got 64% of the votes, not surprisingly. He had a solid game. 16% to Brian Robisky, 13% to Austin English, two sacks for him, 7% for the quarterback, Jarrett Brown. All right, and let's go back to Facebook, the Browns' official Facebook site for Ask Vic, where you post your questions. Corey, I'm looking to see McCoy start to develop one of those amazing relationships with his favorite receiver that leads to a record-breaking touchdown tandem. So my question is, which receiver do you think that'll be? Long-term, Corey, long-term, I think that guy will be Greg Little. They've already developed a fairly instant chemistry, and with McCoy being in his second year and Little being a rookie, they are well-positioned to grow together as professionals. Record-breaking, who knows? But I think they can be very productive, along with McCoy, of course, and Evan Moore, who just got that contract extension because the Browns clearly see that duo developing. Tom from Twitter, off of last night, he was asking who is the more impressive receiver, Norwood and Robisky. Off of last night, Tom, I'm going to go with Brian Robisky. I think he has come on as of late, and he didn't have a spectacular camp or preseason, but a nice game last night. I want to thank Andrew Catalan, DeQuell Jackson, Peyton Hillis, Joe Hayden, Evan Moore, Adam Rank, Jameer Howerton, Kristen Rebelli, Dave DiNatale, and TJ Zuppe. We'll see you again actually Monday with a best of show, and then back live on Tuesday.